concerns about the future of International Rugby League. And the week before the Kiwis' first international for a couple of years, the coach, Michael Maguire, he believes the international game's taken an immeasurable hit because of COVID and tests need to be made a priority again. Trouble is there's a lot of talk of the players wanting to prioritise the NRL. They don't want to get caught moving around the world, got to get the COVID protocols and all that stuff. So what do we do? Former Kiwis captain Richie Barnett's with us on this. Richie, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Has he got a point, Maguire?
He has, absolutely. It's always been that way, I think, right across the board when NRL have such an influence on players, when you're looking at injury concerns and, you know, they're paying their wages. But what never has failed is the players' ability to play for their jersey. That's never been an issue whatsoever.
No.
But there are certainly challenges along the way, for sure.
What, in your view, what is a player's responsibility? Is their responsibility to their country or their club?
I'd always say for the country. If they can make it easier and transparent to allow those players to unmonitor, because most of it, when they've always allowed you to play, but as soon as they're an injury concern or a little element of that, yeah, then it's a different story. So, and I guess they're protecting their asset. But I would suggest most coaches are really willing for their players to play at a high level, for them to bring their knowledge and skill and experience back to the club.
Is there an attitude among some players that I don't actually need this and I've got a good deal at the club and I don't want to injure myself and I can't be bothered getting on a plane and so I'll just stick with what I know?
No, I think most players are very competitive and they've, you know, to play at the highest level. I think most players do. I don't think I've ever seen that whatsoever. The fact that they, and what I do know, when you play away in an Australian environment, when you come into an organisation back home and you're with like-minded people and the culture is very real, it's nice to be able to be comforted with like-minded people and just experience that culture in the Kiwi way.
Mm.
It's so important. It's so emotional at times too. When you've been so distant from it for so long. They haven't been in Australia for 3 years now. They haven't played a test match together. So this will be a very emotional get-together.
Good. Having said that, International Rugby League is wanting, though, isn't it? Short of us, I mean, when we're competitive, when we can put a genuinely competitive side on the field against, say, Australia, there's a fizz. Apart from that, you're thinking, is this gripping?
I think I would have said that years ago, but I think now with the quality of players and the broad range of talent right across the board, we used to get injuries and then we used to have fill in the gaps between players who have never played a position. That's not the case anymore. In actual fact, now when you look at the side, they're playing at their uttermost best for their clubs. Now, you've got Melbourne Storm right at the top. You've got Parramatta. You've got the Roosters. All those players are some of the best players in that squad, and they are just killing it this year. So with that in mind, they've got experience partnered by some real grunt on the edges and some players that are real confident. So I think the side is well-balanced, and I don't think we could ever say that ever again where you come into a test match series well prepared. I've played in test matches when we're not prepared and we've had players coming overseas, and it's not good enough when you play against the best in the world.
Good stuff, Richie. Always good to catch up. Appreciate it very much. Richie Barnett with us this morning.